Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. There are things I should remember, things I should never forget. Like this, for example. Sin makes you miserable. So often we look around and we see people doing whatever they want, living a life that doesn't submit to the Ten Commandments or the teaching of Jesus or the moral instruction of the Church. And we think, well, these people look totally happy. In fact, a lot of the time they seem to be having a better life than I am. But, of course, that's not true. Because if you're far from God and His truth, then you're going to inevitably fall into sin. And sin makes you miserable. Because why? Why does sin make us miserable? Because it separates us from God's goodness. And it separates us from the goodness of other people. And it even makes you attack your own goodness. And that's not a happy way to live. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sin makes us miserable because sin makes us attack our own goodness. In every sin, you take something good, something about yourself, and you misuse it. This is super obvious in sins like gluttony or drunkenness, or things like a sex change or getting yourself sterilized, all of which means violently attacking your own body. But it's true in every sin. You're attacking yourself. In lust, you take your good capacity for spousal and parental love and you violently turn it in on itself and it becomes twisted selfishness. In gossip, you take your good capacity for expressions of love and truth and you bend it out of whack so that it expresses malice. In boasting, you take your good capacity for truth and humility and you attack it. In resentment, You take your good capacity for gratitude and appreciation, and you simply shatter it. Every sin is the moral equivalent of banging your head against a wall. Now, if you saw somebody banging his head against the wall repeatedly, even if he had a smile on his face, you'd say, "Oh, that's awful, that poor guy." That's how we should feel about sin. Even if many people commit those sins cheerfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sin doesn't just attack our own goodness, it attacks goodness in others. Anger and envy and laziness and every form of selfishness, it makes us use other people, neglect other people, violate other people. Even in good-hearted people, nice people, cheerful people, sin makes them damage relationships without knowing it, makes them recommend divorces, makes them walk out on marriages, makes them drive a friend to an abortion, makes them vote to legalize murder through euthanasia. Sin, it makes you damage people, even, especially, those closest to you. It's very, very sad what sin makes people do. It's ugly. It's not something any of us should look on with envy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, a world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The irreligious, those who reject religion, reject Jesus or the church, they cut themselves off from God, even by mere agnosticism or willful uncertainty, and that cuts you off from divine truth. But that's like throwing your compass on the ground and crushing it underfoot. It cuts you off from prayer and the sacraments too, which is like taking the top of your canteen and pouring all your water into the sand. And people who do that might seem okay at first. After all, the desert starts out pretty cool in the morning, and you might feel like wandering around aimlessly with no water for a little bit isn't that bad. But as the day, as life progresses, the desert gets hotter, the sun beats down more cruelly, and suddenly, having no direction and no water, well, then your aimless wanderings become deadly. And what if you can't ever get out of this infernal desert? What if, because you lose your way, you turn and wander deeper and deeper into it? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We should remember and never forget that we should never be envious of sin and godlessness. Shame on us if we ever secretly envy those who do whatever they feel like. If we ever envy the irreligious, shame on us if we're like the Israelites in their desert, fed and led by the hand of God, provided with food from God through the manna, that miraculous bread, from water from the rock, and headed toward the promised land, overflowing with milk and honey. Shame on us if we ever look back wistfully to Egypt, the land of slavery and indignity and hopelessness. Please, God, take away all our hunger for sin. Take away our envy of those who do not know you and our laws. And Lord, look on the lost, the godless, those whose lives are bound up with sin in ways they don't even know, and have mercy on them, and lead them to the happiness and salvation that can only be found in you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, you love books and you love writing. You're actually a very good writer.
You'd think so.
I know so. But I read a good book recently, and there was something that captivated me about the author. So I found a biography about this woman author. And it's very sad.
Was this the one, her name was very strange and shocking to me?
Yeah.
What was the name?
Rummer Godden.
Rummer.
Rummer, R-U-M-E-R. Would that be rumor or rummer?
I can't begin to guess.
But I'm reading her biography and I'll let you know, it ends well, but it starts out very badly because she's totally consumed with ambition that she's obsessed with. She's got to become this world famous writer.
Mm-hmm.
And she ruins two marriages. I wouldn't say she ruins her two daughters, but it doesn't turn out very well. She doesn't want any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very sad. You see through her life just how vain ambition made her miserable. Sin makes us miserable. Now, there is a good ending to this because it was really beautiful. Her daughter had a daughter who was very ill. And Rummer heard that these Benedictine nuns could pull off anything by prayer. So she began writing to these nuns for her granddaughter, and her granddaughter was miraculously cured. So Rummer wanted to go to this monastery, this convent, and thank them. And she becomes completely captivated. Basically, she realizes the emptiness of her vain ambition. And through these nuns, she converts to Catholicism.
If only I had known the power of these Benedictine nuns.
And she writes a really wonderful book that I loved called In This House of Breed about this convent of nuns, which is really good, really good. And I was captivated because I thought, I didn't know her backstory, Rummer's backstory. And I'm like, how does this convert understand Benedictine life so well? The earlier part of her life before her conversion, so sad, being eaten up by ambition. And it was such a striking tale of how miserable.
Because this brings us back to a conversation we had ages ago about the rock and roll rural lifestyle, that we wonder why people at the top are so depressed, why we see a lot of people end their lives once they've made it, once they've gotten to probably the place that they thought would make their life better. But why a lot of famous people are struggling a lot more than we realize is because you think the ambition is like that driving force that allows you to suffer and get through everything else in hope. But it's very misguided because obviously it's ambition is putting hope in things that you can do and things that will happen in your lifetime.
Yeah.
So at the end, you get to the end of your ambition, you succeed, and you realize nothing is there.
Yeah. That's vain ambition.
And now there's
ambition.
Nothing to get, there's nothing to make it feel better because you've done it.
This is the problem with sin. We put our hope in the wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get them and it's empty. And we're miserable. So, but it's such a temptation to look and say, yeah, but they're happy people. No. There is only one way to happiness, and it's in Jesus.
You know, it's funny because I rag on this movie so much, but that's kind of the concept of Citizen Kane.
I thought you hated that movie.
I don't like the movie, but I don't think it's a terrible movie. It's just that obviously I dealt with it being very overrated for a lifetime. People have always said it's the greatest movie ever made, and it's a movie that was made. But it's very much that concept of, you see, he has everything, but it's the very simple, sure, but he just wanted to be loved, and he couldn't even realize that at some point.
But it doesn't matter what the sin is. It will make us miserable.
Yeah, yeah. The issue is just that you start trying to feed more and more and more in of the sin. It's very ironic.
Yeah, because it makes you more and more miserable.
Mm-hmm. But it's why I like this series so much, because it's talking about that forgetfulness. I think about when you're not sick, it's so hard to remember what it was like when you were sick and how bad it was. When you're sick, you're begging for death in all every language known to man.
But when you're sick, you can't remember what it was like to feel good.
Exactly. You're right about that. Except that you want it very, very badly. But then the moment you're not sick, you go right back to sharing drinks with everyone. And you'll go anywhere and you'll eat anything. And you're like, 5 seconds later, you regret it. And you're like, oh, I'll never do that again. And you're like, yeah, just once I feel good, though.
Yeah.
It's a very, very vicious cycle of vice.
God alone satisfies. Let us never forget that. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.